Hello, Tov my chaverim, Yishir Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our shiurim in Mishnayos, we are now up to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah starts Amar Rabbi Akiva. Just as an introduction, this perek has a lot of issues and halachas that have nothing to do with Shabbos. So Rashi starts off telling us why are we bringing this. This first halacha has to do with an avodah zara that's matame, just like a nida. What does that have to do with Shabbos? So Rashi says, since we wanted to mention other things, including minayin shemarchitin samila, later on there'll be a mishnah in this parak telling you how on Shabbos are you allowed to wash in hot water, allowed to heat up water to prepare to bathe a baby before it goes through a bris milah. So they're going to mention other things in this parak also that are the similar way of talking. How do you know this? How do you know that? Okay, so that's why we have it here. The Rav says, since in the parak before, the last Mishnah, we had Nasmachta about a cheres and how we know the shear, the size of a cheres, that you can't carry it on Shabbos, and it wasn't based on an actual pasuk that we learn an actual halacha from, but it's like a hint to it, an asmachta to it. So now we're going to have other pasukim having to do with asmachtas as well. And the first one we're going to deal with about a zara being like, had the same dinim of a nida, is next to that pasuk about the cheres. And that's why we started off here. And the second reason he brings is because of the Mila one. Since we're going to get to the point of telling you how you know you can wash a baby for a Mila on Shabbos, so they mention all these other things too. But the Tesis Yantav says that the second reason was really Rashi's reason, as we said before. And Tesis, he brings, says that it doesn't really make sense, because if that was the point of this parak, to bring in the case of you're washing the baby, that should have been in the first Mishnah in the Perek, and then bring other things that are similar to it. Or it should have been in the Perek of Rebbe Elazar de Mila. There's a special Perek here in Masechet Shabbos that deals with halachas of Bris Mila on Shabbos, so why wasn't it there? So therefore he likes the other reason better, since we had the thing about the Cheres in the Mishnah in the Perek before. So we start off with something similar to that, which we learn from a pasuk right next to it, and then we branch out to these other items, other halachas, which are similar. Continuing on, so this is what Rabbi Akiva says. Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin the rab avodas chachabim shematama v'masuk anida. How do you know that if you carry an avodah zara without even touching it, you become tame? Just like if you carry a nida, you become tame without touching it. This is the person, actually, this is the person who carries it. Matama b'masa, the person who carries it becomes tame. And the Rav says that the person who carries the avodah zara has to wash his begadim, even if, or the same thing by a nida, even without touching her. Let's say she was in a box and you carried her. Okay, and the Rabbanan really argue on this halacha Rabbi Akiva. They say no, it's only matama nida. The avodah zara is only matame b'kisheretz, not like a b'masa, like a nida. And halacha really is like a chamam. But for now, we're learning halacha Rabbi Akiva Shita, that avodah zara is matame like a nida, b'masa, carrying. And he brings a pasuk in the Amaris. It says in Yeshaya Perak Lamed Pasuk Chav Beis, Tizrim Kamal Dava, throw it out, the avodah zara. Yeshaya is telling the people, throw out the avodah zara like you would throw out a nida. Rashi says, Pasuk's talking about avodah zara, and the Rav says, just like Isha, who's a dava, a nida, you should look at the avodah zara. It's something that is a zara to you. It's estranged from you, like this nida. As dava is a nida, because it says in Vayikra, Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Lama Gimel, Vahadava Benidasa, woman who is in her state of nidas. And by avodah chavim, this pasuk is talking about Tizrim, Kemo Dava, so avodah zara is similar to the nida. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns. And Tosiyanta brings that the Chum who argue in Rabbi Akiva brought down Masechet Avodah Zara, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and he explains it there if you're interested in checking that out. The end of the pasuk of the Abayi Zarah, where the pasuk starts off, Tizrin Kono Dava, throw them out like a nida, say Tomerlo, get out of here, tell the Abayi Zarah. Tver Israel says that you should tell them not to come in, and the point of being like a nida, the Abayi Zarah like a nida, is only as far as Toma, but not completely that you should be able to take it back in, like the nida, you can take her back in when she finally goes to the mikvah. But the pasuk is telling you, say Tamala, get out of here completely, Abayi Zarah is Tameya forever. So the Mishnah, Akiva concludes, Ma nida matama mamasa, abasacha matama mamasa. Just like a nida, he learns, just like we know by nida, the din is, it's matama by carrying. So Akiva learns, Abayi Zarah is also matama mamasa by carrying. He learns from this asmachta from the pasuk. And Tifer Israel says, as we said before, we uphold that Abayi Zarah is matame rak b'maga, that's the halacha, not like Rabbi Akiva. The second Mishnah, Perek Tes, which in the Gemara on Daf Pei Gimel Mevez, goes like this. Minayin l'svina, shehi tahira. How do you know a boat is tahira? Rashi and Rav explains, a boat can't be makabel tuma. Shenemar, it says in Mishnah, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yutes, Terechani, a belev yam. A boat is going in the heart of the sea. And Rashi says it means a boat is like the sea. And the Rav explains, it's Pasuk, we know that a boat goes on the seas. What's the Pasuk telling you? It's telling you that a boat is like the sea, just like the sea is tar. The sea can't become tameh, as it says in the first parak in Mikvaz. And what the Rav is mentioning is, it's from the Tezis Yantif, that it's tar, because it's first Perek Mivos, and he quotes that what the Rav mentioned, even if it's from Cheres, even if the boat was made from Cheres, he says he explains that in Maseches Kalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So again, if you want to get further involved, you can check it there. Tiferes Yisrael says, even if the boat is made of Cheres, and certainly if it's made of wood, and even if it's something that you loaded it up in the dry land, and then you took it down to the Yam, so therefore this boat would have the qualities of Mitzulteles Mali Verekam, it's something that's carried whether it's full or whether it is empty, still it's not Makabel Tuma. Okay, the next item that the Mishnah brings, so how you know something is like something else, Minayin La Ruga, how do you know that if a patch of ground, which is 6x6 tefachim, that you can plant within it five different species of seeds? Rashi Rav says, in this 6x6 tefachim, you'll have enough space to put it in between. It's necessary between these different types of species, and it won't be a mixture to be mechayev you for klayim. Tesis Yantif says, check what I wrote but in this, in the Sechus Klayim, the beginning of Perek Gimel. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, only five species will be able to fit into this patch of 6x6, no more. And even though all over we say Zeronim means any type of seeds, anything that grows, here we're talking about vegetables. That is where it's mutter to put five different species of vegetables in this one patch of ground. Because vegetables are something that you plant a little at a time, so we're talking about things in small quantities here. So how do we do five species in a patch of 6x6 tefachim without them all being mixed together for an issur klayim? Mishnah says, Arba b'arba ruchos harugav echa b'emsa. Four on the four sides of this patch and one in the middle. Rashi explains that you fill up all of one side until you reach to the top of the corner, and you leave that empty. And in the middle, you only plant one seed. So you have four rows on the four sides, leaving each corner empty. And in the middle, you have one seed, and it's going to be three tefachim from each side. Six tefachim across, just one seed. It's basically three tefachim from the middle to each side. Because the way that something gets the anika, nourishes from another type of seed that's growing, it has to be within one tefach and a half. So this way, the seed in the middle will be three away from the one on the edge, one and a half out, one and a half in. They won't be touching each other. And even though when we get to the corners, on each top and the bottom and the sides, the corners are going to be closer than three tefachim from each other. But here it's different. And over there we don't have a separation of three tefachim, and they would actually nurture one from the other. No problem, Rashi Rav says, because we're only worried about by klayim that it shouldn't be actual mixture. We're not really worried about nurturing one from the other, as it says, it says there, if you have a field with a fence, a person can plant right up to his fence, on the other side, someone else can plant right up to his side of the fence. Okay, even though underneath the fence they're going to be nurturing the different plants from each other, as long as they're here, there's a big hecker. People see that they're separate because of the fence, so that's okay. And here too, people see it's planted north-south, and the other side is planted east-west, and they're not touching the corners, and between each of the different sides and the middle, okay, there is no kind of a hecker, but if they would be too close together, it would be mixed together. Therefore, we have to have a hecker as far as the nurturing. So, in the middle, Rashi and the Rav explain that it has to be one and a half from the middle towards the right, and from the right towards the center, another one and a half, being a total of three, because there's nothing else blocking, making it look that they're not connected. But when you're going up, down, and right, left, as long as the corners are empty, that is another hecker that you're not mixing them up. The Israel set has a little bit different. He says the five species and not more, and even though, again, we normally say everything that grows, that's only, here we're talking about vegetables again, because that's when you can have the five different species, okay, because that's the way you normally plant them a little at a time. But he says that on each side, you leave a tefach by a tefach empty, the corners, and you plant the other four tefachim of a width of a tefach. So down each side, across the top and the bottom, it can be a tefach wide, as long as a tefach separated in the length each side. Okay, similarly do every single side. And the tefach in the middle, not just one seed, he says you can actually have a tefach by a tefach in the middle. So it'll be separated from the plants that are on each side by one and a half each way, or another. So he says it's good enough just to have a total of one and a half from each other. Or he has another way of picturing this thing, is to make like a diamond shape in the middle. Plant like a diamond, a square, but put it on its tip so it looks like a diamond. And you can have eight tefachim filled up that way. And the only way it touches the four edges, the things growing on the edges, is only by the point of its diamond. Okay? And that's no problem, because it doesn't look like it's mixed. But if you have more than five species, even if they're separated from each other, a tefach and a half, which is the shear of nurturing, still, or they're touching with this Rosh Tart, it still would be usher, because it would be mixture. Okay, so either, according to this sheet, you could have them touching by the point of the diamond, but otherwise it has to be separated a certain amount of their normal way of nurturing. Why does he learn this? Because it says, Shenamar, in Yeshaya Perak Samach Aleph Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Ka'aretz Taitzi Timcha, Kagana Zeruah Tatzmiach. Pasuk telling you about how things grow. And the Rav learned the word Totzi, Ki Ka'aretz Totzi means one. Timcha, Totzi Timcha, that's two. Zeruaha, what grows from it is a plural, is another two, it makes four. And Tatzmiach is another one, makes five. So the Pasuk is telling you there are five different species you could plant all together. And the sixth fact that they can be planted within 6x6 tefachim, that we can't learn from the Pasuk. But the Rabbanim understand, they knew that five species and six tefachim, they won't be nurturing from the edges to the middle, and not the middle from the edges, because the way things normally nurture is by tefach and a half. Therefore, once the Pasuk gives us the hint that we can use five species in this patch. That's a 6 by. We know it means by six tefachim. Adam Sachs Klein, he says, he explains the Hilchas Aruga, all the halachas having to do with these patches, all the details, every single point. And here he's just shortening, giving a short, quick answer. Taisis Yantif brings from the Taisis and Daf Peihem and Aleph that still we need the Pasuk, even though Chacham knew that you could put five species within 6 by 6, we still need the Pasuk, because without the Pasuk, we would have thought that even though it doesn't nurture, it still would be considered that they're mixed, because they're too close together. So the Pasuk's telling you that no, there is no mixture considered in such a case, and the pasuk, just using the pasuk by itself wouldn't be enough, because you wouldn't know how many you could, the pasuk is allowing you. But now the rabbanan know that five different species in 6 by 6 don't nurture or nourish another, then we can explain that the pasuk is talking about the 6 by 6 case. The Pnei Yehoshua says this, that the pasuk changed from the beginning, from tzmacha, a singular, to the end, it says roheh, a plural, is to show you that the Torah is pointing out that we're dealing with the number of seeds or plants in this pasuk. And it's going to teach you that every pasuk is dealing with the number of species that you can plant in one patch. Because of Mishnah and Halachos Kelim Perek Dalet Halacha Tes Zayin says that this pasuk was asmachta again. Ki garetz tozis tzimcha v'kiganes roeh tatzmiach. That is a asmachta. And one second, lost my place. Okay, the Kesem Mishnah saying it's asmachta, and it's only Issa Durabanan. And the Yoraisa, the only Issa is to actually mix the seeds when you're actually planting it. Rabbanu Geyser, not to plant them too close to each other, because people will be chayshu that you did plant them together at once. And therefore, the Kavana, once we see that the Kavana of the planter is very clear, that he wants to separate things in different places, just like he's separating it by a distance, they shouldn't get mixed up by their roots, or to plant it, like we said, within a diamond point where it's only pointing, only the point of it is touching the other one, there the Chachamot were matur. And similarly, the Taisis Yantif brings in Kalayim Perak Aleph Mishnah Tes, and it also seems to be the Shita of Rabbi the Rav in Kalayim Perak Gimel Mishnah Dalet, but the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredei Simon Reish Tzadik Zayin Isis Gimel Tehei is Chalek on the Kesed Mishnah in his Pshat to the Shita of the Ramban. But he agrees that Rashi and Daf Pei Dalam and Beis is like what the Kesef Mishnah says. But according to the Aruch HaShulchan, he says the Shita of the Rambam and the Taisis is that this Pasuk and his Drasha are Adin D'Oraisa. So it's Machlokas here, Achorinim, whether this Issa of planting things too close together is an Issa D'Oraisa. It's a real limit from the Pasuk, or it's just Asmach that's Drabanan. And the only Issa D'Oraisa would be to actually physically plant things by hand together. That's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at 052-244-9331 or write me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Have a good day.